This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rahul Chatterjee. The headlines. Corporate investment in Nagaland is increasingly focused on equipping youth with advanced skills, says Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. Assam Cabinet approves ₹3,217 crore for a road project to boost road connectivity across 34 districts. Meghalaya chef's culinary skills grab eyeballs at Shillong Cherry Blossom Festival. And Election Commission in Arunachal Pradesh announces schedule for simultaneous general elections to the Panchayati Raj institutions and the municipal bodies of Itanagar and Pasighat. The news in detail. Union Finance and Corporate Affairs Minister Nirmala Sitharaman on Saturday said that the corporate investment in Nagaland is increasingly focused on equipping youth with advanced technology-oriented skills. On the final day of her three-day visit to the state, she inaugurated the AI and Future Skills Center for Excellence at Nagaland Tool Room and Training Center in Dimapur. She said the programs aim to prepare Nagaland's youth for emerging opportunities in India's technology sector. Sitharaman also reviewed the progress of the 112 Aspirational Districts Initiative and the Credit Outreach Program with major banks to boost loan access and financial inclusion. During the visit, she also met with Chief Minister Nephew Rio and other cabinet ministers to review the Special Assistance to States for Capital Investment Scheme. She also virtually inaugurated a prefab multipurpose hall in FEC and a guest house for administrative officers in Zuniboto. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Nephew Rio has expressed sincere gratitude to the Union Finance Minister for her visit to Nagaland and for her valuable feedback and guidance. Assam Cabinet has taken key decisions to boost road connectivity across 34 districts. In addition, decisions were also taken to transform the state into a sporting powerhouse and formulate a policy to protect riverbanks. Addressing media persons after chairing the cabinet meeting, Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma said the cabinet has approved the implementation of Assammala 3.0 with an outlay of 3,217 crore to develop a high-speed transport corridor covering 883 kilometers of roads. The state cabinet also accorded an administrative approval of ₹765 crore for redevelopment of R.G. Barua Sports Complex into a world-class multi-sport facility to meet the growing demand for improved sports infrastructure and to nurture the sporting potential of the youth of Assam. The state cabinet also approved the policy for execution of riverbank protection and embankment projects based on voluntary land relinquishment by the local community. The Cherry Blossom Festival at Ward's Lake is already a visual delight, but this year it's the aromatic charms of Japanese cuisine with a distinctive Meghalaya touch that's turning heads. In a proud moment for the state, homegrown chef Santosh Sangma showcased his skills at the Japanese arena, drawing praise from none other than the Chief Minister Conrad Sangma. Chief Minister Conrad Sangma said that he is happy to see homegrown talent showcasing his skills at the Japanese arena of the Cherry Blossom Festival at Ward's Lake in Shillong. Chef Santosh, who runs a popular restaurant in Bangalore, was introduced to visitors as a rising star in the world of experimental gastronomy. What unfolded next was a scene straight out of a heartwarming homecoming, a gesture that may mark a turning point in the state's culinary landscape. In a video clip shared by Conrad Sangma, the Chief Minister can be heard asking if Santosh would be interested in coming back and setting up a restaurant in Meghalaya. The chef, with an unmistakable spark of promise, replied that he would, given the opportunity to do something in Shillong. The State Election Commission Commissioner, SEC, in Arunachal Pradesh, Rinchen Tashi, called on the Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General retired K.T. Parnaik, at Raj Bhavan, Itanagar, on Saturday. During the meeting, the SEC briefed the Governor on the preparations and arrangements for the forthcoming Panchayati Raj and local body elections. Underscoring the importance of free and fair conduct of the elections, the Governor advised the State Election Commission to uphold transparency, impartiality, and adherence to democratic principles at every stage. He stressed the need for robust security measures to prevent intimidation or violence and called for strict vigilance to curb the misuse of money, muscle power, and official influence. Meanwhile, the State Election Commission has also announced the schedule for simultaneous general elections to the Panchayati Raj institutions and the municipal bodies of Itanagar and Pasighat. The polling will be held in a single phase on December 15th, while counting of votes will take place on December 20. Arunachal Pradesh currently has 27 Zila Parishads, 245 Zila Parishad constituencies, 2,103 Gram Panchayats and 8,181 Gram Panchayat constituencies. The municipal bodies comprises of 20 wards under IMC and 8 wards under PMC. Female voters outnumber male voters in the panchayats with a gender ratio of 1,123 females per 1,000 males. Sikkim's additional Chief Secretary of Tourism, C.S. Rao, has informed that Doklam and Chola will be opened for tourists by 15th of December this year under the centre's Battlefield Tourism. Earlier, both the strategic locations were scheduled for inauguration on the 27th of September, but later the state government fixed a new deadline. Talking to media at Gangtok, Rao said that all pending works are now being fast-tracked. He stated that infrastructure works at the sites are expected to be completed soon, so that visitors could reach both the sites. Doklam is situated at an altitude of nearly 14,000 feet and about 70 kilometers away from the capital, Gangtok. Chola is mostly remembered for the 1967 India-Chinese troops clash. With a commitment to providing best medical care to the patients in the northeastern region, Negrins on Saturday inaugurated the latest equipment, Extracorporeal Shockwave Lithotripsy, ESWL. Negrins has been providing ESW services, a non-invasive technique of breaking kidney stones, since 2013, and with the installation of new and latest Dornier Delta 3 Pro version of ESW equipment, patients will be treated more effectively. Director Negrins, Professor Nalin Mehta, inaugurated the equipment at the Department of Urology. Speaking on the occasion, Professor Mehta said that this equipment is third such installation in India. Professor Mehta added that the equipment will not only provide latest care to patients with kidney stones, but also will be used for training of doctors from other states of the northeastern region with the objective of capacity building in the region. Nagaland yesterday joined in the celebration of Janajatiya Gaurav Divas. In Kohima, the Janajatiya Gaurav Varsh Pakhwara 2025 concluded with a tribal walkathon from the Nagaland Civil Secretariat to the NLA Gate in Kohima. Flagging off the event, Advisor for Tribal Affairs and Election H. Tovi Hoto Ayemi said, "The walkathon commemorated the 150th birth anniversary of Bhagwan Birsa Munda, calling him one of India's greatest tribal freedom fighters. He also highlighted the significant cultural, artistic and nation-building contributions of tribal communities and urged unity for the states and the nation's progress." Tribal Affairs Secretary Angelina Thajen, in her keynote address, said, "Pakhwara honors Birsa Munda's courage and enduring legacy." She described the walkathon as a symbol of unity, pride and resilience, and called for continued efforts towards tribal socio-economic development and empowerment while upholding the values of that Munda championed. At Cheso village in Arunachal Pradesh, the first village of India along the international border in northeast India, also celebrated Janjatiya Gaurav Divas with great pride and cultural vibrancy on Saturday, marking the 150th birth anniversary of freedom fighter and tribal leader Bhagwan Veer Birsa Munda. On the occasion, Lijum Ete subdivisional officer underscored the importance of celebrating tribal pride and honoring the heroes who contributed to India's cultural and freedom heritage. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, but with the headlines before we actually wind up. Corporate investment in Nagaland increasingly focused on equipping youth with advanced skills, says Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. Assam Cabinet approves ₹3,217 crore for a road project to boost road connectivity across 34 districts. Meghalaya Chef's Culinary Skills grabs eyeballs at Shillong Cherry Blossom Festival. And Election Commission in Arunachal Pradesh announces schedule for simultaneous general elections to the Panchayat Raj institutions and the municipal bodies of Itanagar and Pasighat. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.